Adventurers of Crash, your girl Queen here, and happy, happy, blessed Thursday on this awesome, awesome week. We are here in April, and I hope you are doing well. I know it's been quite a long time since we've been here together. Yes, I know, it's been since March, but here we are. Easter is over. I finally did my consecration to our Blessed Mother just last week, Monday, on the feast day of the Annunciation. So it's been a long time, but a lot has happened throughout this whole entire month, so that's why I really want to film this today, because I know for sure the enemy is going to be trying to, like, implant the sense of procrastination, and I really do not want to fall into that. So I really am so happy and so grateful to you all, especially you watching this, because the fact that we've hit over 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So thank you so much for all your beautiful support. I am so grateful. I'm so blessed to have you with me in this journey. I know it's been since, I believe, 2021 when I decided to really launch this podcast during the midst of the pandemic, but here we are 3 years later and we've hit 1,000. I literally told myself it was never gonna happen, but here we are. So if you are watching this and you're not subscribed, hit the subscribe button down below, or if you're watching this on Spotify, please hit the follow button and it'd be greatly appreciated. If there's any topics that you like, please hit the thumbs up and I really greatly appreciate it. So at least I know what topics to launch out there and be able to touch your soul, hopefully, by the grace of God, that you will draw yourself closer to a special episode on the way to Jesus Christ and God our Father. So without further ado, let's get started! Hello, my children of grace. So I want to talk to you today about the Blessed Virgin Mary, our hope. Now that we have passed Lenten season and we are here in the Easter season, this is the time to also place our hope in our Blessed Mother Mary. Because why? She always points the way to her son Jesus all the time. All the time. If you want to get closer to Jesus, you go through her. She will bring you closer to her son Jesus more than ever, and she will give you tranquility and peace to have confidence in God when pursuing his will. That is the key secret, my friends. That is how it's done. When it comes to pursuing God's will, you run to her. Any uncertainty vibes you may have, or any sense of doubt that may be trying to corrupt your mind, she's the answer. She's the one that solidifies your faith, your confidence in God, no matter how hard the storms may be, no matter how hard those confusion doubts may be, she's the one to clear it all. So that is why what you should be doing is placing your hope in our Blessed Mother Mary. Because why? Hope is greater in Mary. Because for three reasons. One, she was confirmed in grace, full of grace. Why do you think the Archangel St. Gabriel is like, "Hail, full of grace"? Think about it, right? That was the greeting of an archangel to our Blessed Mother, the initial, right? And if you think about it, it's like, whoa, what? Yeah. So, two, she is preserved from all presumption. And three, preserved from any lack of confidence in God. Preserved in any lack. So, what does that tell you? The fact that she placed all of her confidence in God, she lived it, she breathed it, everything. She lived every single bit of it. She went through those sorrowful times, hence the seven sorrowful, right? So that's why we gotta think about it. Whenever you're going through any struggles or any difficulties or any of this sense of uncertainty and doubt, she's gone through it, she lived it. Their whole entire life until her assumption into heaven. But that's my point, right? So that is why we gotta place all of our confidence in God through her. Because as I spoke about in my last podcast episode, about having the virtue of hope and placing all your confidence in God, the key secret to all of that is her, right? You're probably looking at me like, what? So whenever you face any persecution about our Blessed Mother Mary, you say, "We are honoring our Blessed Mother, not worshiping her," okay? I know there's a lot of persecution about our Blessed Mother Mary, But that is what you say. We honor her. We do not worship her. So therefore, when we come across any beautiful statues of our Blessed Mother in any churches we encounter, we honor her. We're not worshiping a statue, okay? So keep that in mind whenever anybody tells you about our Blessed Mother and it's just full of persecution. That is what you keep at the back of your heart and your mind. So with that said, Mary lived the virtue of hope throughout her whole life, as I said. She lived it entirely from head to toe, especially when she was watching her son Jesus Christ crucified on a cross, as well as everything before that event too. The pain, the agony she faced, just watching her son arrested, accused of blasphemy, in the midst of the fact that Jesus healed so many people, right? So that is why, relate to our Blessed Mother. Think about how she endured and persevered throughout her whole entire life in the virtue of hope. So that's why when you think about it, Jesus left Mary as a powerful beacon so that we will always know which way to turn when we are lost. Think about that for a moment there. Jesus left us, our Blessed Mother Mary, as a beacon so that we will know which way to go when we are lost. Think about it. During that time when Jesus was on the cross, and he was telling St. John and our Blessed Mother, John, here's your mother. Mother, here's your son. In that critical moment right there, Jesus is giving our Blessed Mother Mary to us as the true mother to nurture us, to guide us, to hold our hand in all of our moments of despair and discouragement. Jesus gave our Blessed Mother Mary to us so that we'll be able to keep fighting the good fight and not be discouraged when times get tough. Times will get tough in this world, but that's not for us to chicken out and be fearful and for us to embrace the fear that the world puts on us. No. You take that as an opportunity to place your hope more in our Blessed Mother Mary, closer to Jesus Christ. Because why? Our Blessed Mother Mary will be triumphant at the end of the day. No matter what spiritual battles you're going through, no matter what doubt you're going through, she's the answer. She is the way that will lead to her son, Jesus Christ, whom Jesus said himself, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So if you're telling me like, oh, I want to get closer to Jesus Christ, I'm trying here. Her. Run to her. When you run to adoration, you call upon Blessed Mother Mary for her beautiful intercession so that she will draw you closer to Jesus. She will present you like a shiny apple before Jesus. Despite all your corruption in the past, our Blessed Mother Mary will help you clean that out. She will help you get rid of all those toxins out of your body, no matter how much you've done in the past, right? It's all about saving that one soul back to Christ through her. Think about it. So think about the fact that our Blessed Mother Mary lived the virtue of hope her whole entire life. So you're asking, well, how do I run to her? Well, to obtain her help and intercession, always follow the example of her virtues. Let our Blessed Mother Mary be that role model of your life. Realize how much she endured through her life. Read up about her. Pray to her so that she will help you. I highly recommend writing letters to our Blessed Mother. Why? It enables you to be real, honest to her. Completely. Not having to put like a veil, just like, oh, I don't know. When you write honestly to her, writing letters to her, it frees you. It liberates you from all those thoughts that the enemy could potentially be using against you. That is how the enemy works. The more you contain and the more you conceal all these inner thoughts, the more you're giving the enemy a chance to attack you. But if you give it to a blessed mother, you will get the peace, you will get the courageousness, you'll get the boldness, and you'll get the confidence to place more of your trust in God at the end of the day. Because that's exactly what she did. Just think about it. The fact that she was told that she will be conceiving Jesus by the Archangel St. Gabriel, she didn't doubt. She wasn't like, you're kidding, right? Like, me? You're joking. No. Like, no, she did not say no. She did not say, excuse me? Did you get the wrong, like, address? No. What did she say? Fiat voluntas tua. Latin for let thy will be done. And I love those words so much because it is the best way to keep yourself grounded in the midst of the storms. When you feel like God's taking away things out of your life, God's like, okay, I'm trying to give you good stuff. Like right now, I'm trying to give you awesome blessings, but then if you want to keep all the crap and all the toxins and all the garbage, how are you gonna embrace all these blessings? Right? It's when Jesus talks about the old wineskins, the new wineskins. Jesus was addressing that. In order for you to get the awesome blessings, you gotta get rid of the old wineskins, which is technically all those toxins in your mind, all those things in your life that God knows is not good for you, and he's trying to replace it with better things in your life. So if you feel that God is trying to give you awesome stuff and you're the one that's trying to be like, what? No, I'm just gonna attempt in running away from this because I don't think I deserve this. Don't do that. Realize now, when good stuff is right before you, you embrace that. And then if you think, oh, maybe I can't handle it. Well, the fact that God is trying to give it to you means he knows you can handle it. And you know that very well. All you gotta do is place your hope and your confidence with boldness in our Blessed Mother Mary, and she will help you grasp on to Jesus more and more so that you'll get all the awesome blessings that God is trying to give you. Think about it. If God's just placing awesome blessings in his will right in front of you, and then all these like doubts and like, oh, I'm unworthy, oh, I don't think I can do it, oh, I don't think I can handle it, oh, I'm too scared, oh, I'm fearful. When all that arises, let that be a trigger in your mind. A good trigger that the enemy doesn't like it. The enemy doesn't like it because he knows, the enemy knows it's good stuff for you. And the enemy knows you're gonna like it because God's blessings. Think about it that way. Every time you go through a spiritual battle, and you get all these confusion and doubts arising in your mind all of a sudden, think about the fact that that's the enemy trying to tell you, no, it's not for you. That's how it is. Let that be a motivator for you. Be like, okay, the fact that the enemy is triggered is a good sign that it's God's awesomeness. It's God's awesome blessings and God's will for you to pursue that. Not for you to chicken out. When you succumb into those mind thoughts about you not being worthy, you not being able to handle it, and all this fear is arriving because like, oh, the current state I'm in, oh, the current situation I'm in, I don't think I can like embrace that. It's like, that's the enemy trying to doubt, make you doubt God's will right there and then. So what are you gonna do? You run to her Blessed Mother. That's the solution to that. You run to adoration, Holy Hour Adoration. Just pour out your heart. Pour out your heart to Jesus. Pour out your heart to her Blessed Mother. Let it all out. All those confusion, those doubts, and all these heaviness that you're feeling, let it all go into her Blessed Mother Mary's hands. Let her take care of it. So, you're asking, well, what if I go astray by God's... No, you're not. You will not go astray when you follow her. She will lead you closer to her son, Jesus. That's the answer to that. You will not despair when you call upon her. You will not get lost if you let her guide you. When she holds you by the hand, you will not fall either. Consecrate yourself to her. Consecrate yourself to her Blessed Mother. Yeah, for sure. I know the 33 days of the total consecration through the St. Louis de Montfort method was quite intense, but beautiful. Beautiful. For the whole 33 days, every single day was absolutely beautiful. Because why? It grounds you. It centers you. Keeps you focused. It keeps you disciplined. That on the day of your consecration, you'll be strengthened 10 times more than how you were before you were consecrated. And technically, the enemy is even like, whoa! Okay! Can't touch this one. For sure. Well, obviously, the enemy is going to try to find new, different tactics. So you got to keep yourself alert, okay? You're not just going to be like, no, I can relax now. I don't have to go to church. No, like, obviously, when you get consecrated to the Blessed Mother, you're still going to do your daily spiritual routine, mass, holy hour, adoration, rosary, write letters to her if you want to do that, etc., etc. So try it. It's all about pouring out your heart with full honesty and humility, okay? The virtue of hope and the virtue of humility go hand in hand, okay? It's not just hope and call it a day. No, all the virtues, they all work together hand in hand so that we'll become grounded. We'll become rooted. It's not just rooting ourselves on the surface. Like, think about when Jesus talks about the seeds, right? The parable of the seeds. You're not going to be that seed that gets choked in the thorns. You're going to be that seed that is really rooted deep, deep, deep. So that when you go through a spiritual battle, you're just going to be like, next, please. No, not calling more, but I'm just saying. You get the idea. It's like, it's not going to hit you as hard. It's just going to be like, you'll just blow it in the wind and gone it goes. But that's why you have to keep your guards up. Right? Because the moment the enemy senses you letting your guards down and you being a little bit lazy and a little bit slothful, that's when you're opening that portal for the enemy to be like, hello, remember me. So we got to keep ourselves grounded, right? Through her, so that we'll be able to sense any spiritual battles that seem to be arising starting from here. Okay, it all starts from the mind, it all starts from the thoughts, and then flows into being to actions and then sinning. So before the enemy can even attack you, you kill it up here. You kill that thought up in your mind through her. You get rid of it. So when she holds you, you will not fall. But you gotta keep on holding on to her. You can't just be like, just kind of like brushing your hand on her. No, you gotta really be firm. You gotta be really firm. That's why I love my alias name, Stand Firm Worship, because you gotta stand firm in the faith. Not standing wobbly in the faith. Right? So that's why if she's protecting you, you have nothing to fear. So if you have this sense of struggle, of fear, she's the answer. Whatever fear you may be sensing, and then God's like, placing his will in front of you, and then immediately you're like, excuse me, what? No, right? She's the answer to it all. Because why? She didn't have any sense of fear. Yeah, for sure, she already knew she was going to be embracing persecution because of her conceiving a child without even being married first. And on top of that, Saint Joseph be like, what? So she knew. As like a 13, 14-year-old, she knew that it's not going to be easy for her. But what did she do? She let fear go out the door. And she placed her firm grip of confidence in God. And that is what we should be doing. Every time God places in front of us his will for us to pursue, and we're looking right at it, we go after it. You go after it with no fear in the way as an obstacle. That's how it is. through her, you will be able to embrace God's will stronger and better, being more grounded without fear. So, also, you will not grow weary when she guides you. Even you in the midst of pursuing God's will, and then you're like lost. You're feeling lost. Like, where's my answers? I've been praying. Where's my answers? Her. Place all of your stress and all your complaints and all the sense of, where's my drink that I pressed in the vending machine? You give that all to her. This is what I mean. Do not fall into the trap of thinking and treating God as a vending machine. Yes, you could be doing your prayers. Yes, you could be doing your rosary. Yes, you could be doing your novenas. But that doesn't give you the right to be like, hey, God, I did all these prayers. Where's my goodies? Where's my blessings? It comes in God's time. That's always the biggest trap that the enemy loves to feast on in each and every one of our souls. I call it the vending machine method trap. Because it's the sense of you do your novenas, you do your holy hours, you do your masses, you do all these beautiful devotions. And then all of a sudden, you let the enemy win by letting you think that, like, oh, you've been praying, where's your stuff? Where's your blessings? I don't see it. Blessed are those who don't see but believe. Jesus addressed that clear as day, crystal clear, when it came to St. Thomas, the doubter, being like, well, I'm not going to believe you're resurrected unless I see the hands and the feet. And then Jesus, like, did his quick mic drop as always. Blessed are those who don't see but believe. So, what I mean, friends, is whenever the enemy tries to plant that seed of the vending machine method trap, let that be a reminder right there. The words of Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who don't see but believe. So if anybody tells you about what they're enduring right now and their complaints and their problems, you tell them that as a beautiful reminder. Yeah, for sure, it's not going to be easy persevering in that time of waiting. But that should keep you grounded, that despite of all the beautiful awesomeness you're doing, serving Christ, praying to God, running to our Blessed Mother, it's not going to be wasted. Even in the midst of you being the cloud of unknowing and you're still doing your beautiful prayers and serving Christ from your heart and the humility and everything, God sees it. He's not going to be like, well, too bad for you, you didn't do the one extra rosary I didn't ask you to do. No, God's not like that. God knows when you will get your beautiful blessings. The perfect time. So don't expect it on your own clock. Expect it in God's beautiful timing. So whenever you have those thoughts, keep reminding yourself that. And then running to her for the consolation of peace to stay grounded. Because the moment you let the enemy rattle your ground and your foundation through those thoughts of like, well, I've been doing my rosaries and I'm not seeing my graces and my blessings like now because it's been like this long. God knows it's not time. Let yourself learn from the time of waiting. You don't wait being idle. You wait growing and bearing fruit. That is what we're supposed to, well, that's what we're called to do. Not just sit and wait, having an idle mind. Because the enemy loves an idle mind. That's his playground. He loves to play in that. Because he can twist all these things in your mind. It's like, well, you know, you've been doing this. So like, what's the point? You can stop now. No. It doesn't work that way. So this is what I mean. This is one thing I really wanted to share with you all that has kept me so grounded as of today. Whenever you have the thought of what if this, or if this happened, or if, anything with if, that's not God talking to you. That's not God speaking to you, and that's definitely not Jesus talking to you, and that's definitely not our Blessed Mother Mary talking to you either. That's the enemy talking to you. attempting to lure you away from pursuing God's will. The word if, what if this, what if that? Think about it in parallel to when Jesus was tempted in the desert. What tactic did the enemy use? Three tactics always began with the same two words. Or actually if, just the word if. If you are the Son of God, turn the stone into bread. If you are the Son of God. Think about it, the parallel, okay? So that is why, to keep yourself grounded, the moment you hear the word if, or any sense of the thought of trying to predict all these different scenarios, that's the enemy trying to attempt in making you doubt pursuing God's will. That's what it is. So that's always the enemy's goal, to cause doubt, to cause confusion, to cause any sort of way to dissuade you from pursuing God's will at the end of the day. So if God's trying to present you God's will right in front of you and you're looking right at it, and then immediately the fear arises, the doubt arises. Oh, what if I can't do it? What if I can't do it? The enemy knows it's good stuff. The enemy knows you're supposed to go down that path, and the enemy is not happy. Think about it. So, my true words of Christ. It is going to be a long spiritual battle, but what are you gonna do? You're going to stay sober and alert. The enemy is prowling like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith. Said by the awesome St. Peter himself. St. Peter is even warning us about it. Stay sober and alert. Stay sober and alert. Not stay sloth and lazy, okay? No. He warns us. So, let it be a good motivator for you that the moment you know deep down your heart that God's will is like right there for you to, waiting for you to pursue, and the enemy is all like trying to get you even harder, let him motivate you. Let it push you harder to pursue God's will even more so that you know you're in the right path. And it will give you more boldness and confidence to pursue God's path even more, God's will even more, with no fear. So what you're gonna do? Run to our Blessed Mother. Let her guide you in the midst of all of that. In the midst of all of that, because she will help you reach the port safely, because she's looking after you. She'll never abandon you. She's always looking after you. And she's always watching over you. No matter where you go, no matter where she leads you to go, and she will never, ever leave you. So with that said, thank you so much for watching. I'm so proud of each and every one of you watching these podcasts. I'm so grateful for your beautiful support. And so without further ado, as I always love to say in all my podcasts and all my videos, don't be afraid to be true words of Christ. Bye. See you soon.